thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You've sent out this fundraising email to the community. Can you explain a little bit about the change that has occurred in the funding for the shelter that led to this appeal?
For a number of years, and up until last November, we were pretty much solely funded by the Aspen Valley Medical Foundation. Then it became the Aspen Valley Foundation. But in November, they realized that they were going to cut loose both the Hope Center and Aspen Homeless Shelter and put us on our own fundraising campaign. And so we did that initially, and we did very well. We were really impressed with the community's support for us. We raised, half our budget in a few weeks. But now we're trying to raise the other half for this year.
Okay, so the homeless are criminals, mentally ill, not working because they don't want to. Isn't that what people say about the homeless? What is the reality?
Well, certainly there's myths. Partly that's promulgated by the people you see on the corner of 133 who are living rough and look a little rough, and they don't get showers regularly. They don't have a place to do their laundry. In reality, we have a pretty well-scrubbed and pretty competent group of people here who are on hard times. Now, I'm not going to say that there aren't a couple or, some small percentage of mental health cases that are, you might call, pretty unemployable. And there's some people with the substance use problems. We're pretty hot on helping people take a look at that. Now, we're not a licensed treatment center or anything like that, but we have our policies, and they can't come in there unless they're blowing less than a .08 and they're behaving appropriately.
You provide a place where a person can take a shower and wash their clothes, and that's very important.
Yeah, and get a warm meal every day and snacks during the day if they're hungry. Our mission is about not having anybody freeze to death or really get sick from being outdoors all the time, and that nobody in Pitkin County should go hungry.
Tell me a story of how assistance with a place to stay, a place to take a shower, a meal, later gave that person a step up to get back into the mainstream.
One person comes to mind who was eager to get a job in security, but he didn't have the black shoes, he didn't have an all-black outfit, black uniform and everything that he was going to need. So we hooked him up with the thrift store, a couple of trips down there, found the clothing he needed. Of course, he could come into our place and get his resume together with help from some of our staff, use the internet to look for particular jobs, and just basically close the gap on all those things that would normally discourage a person from even trying. Get a little bit of pep talk. I've even given people recommendations wholeheartedly that I've seen them work. I've seen their level of dedication to really trying to find work, and I don't feel bad about writing a letter saying, of all the guys I know down here, this particular person or woman would be a good risk for you to hire.
When you're out fundraising for a homeless shelter, is it difficult, and if so, why?
I'd say the most difficult thing is to basically dispel the myths that homeless people are, as you said, starting out, a bunch of worthless, shiftless people that are not motivated to do anything. They're all mentally ill, they're all drug addicts or whatever. I understand that. If people are going to give, and it feels good to give, but people want to give to a cause that they know is worthy. People have asked me, should I give to the guys on the corner of the street? And I go, that's really up to you. But a lot of the people in the field of homeless work suggest now that you give to the shelters, because then you've got this professional level of people saying, we're going to make sure the money you give is spent well.
I know we started out and you said you wanted to talk about some myths. Is this a myth? If you make this very comfortable shelter in Aspen, Colorado, all of a sudden all those homeless people from Denver are going to be moving here. Is that a myth?
You remember the film Field of Dreams, right? If you build it, they'll come. I call it Field of Nightmares. In other words, if you have a nice program, even if you don't build a building, but if you have a nice program, is it going to draw all these folks? We have found that that is just not the case. The people we get that are from somewhere else usually came here for X Games or some other seasonal kind of thing where they felt the work was there. Or they came here for regular jobs and found out how high the cost of housing was here and went, wow, they didn't tell me about that. And then with off-season, more marginal employment, people can't always make it through the off-season. There are probably those that work full-time during winter or summer seasons who could make it at that amount of time. But if you have to save up $3,500 to $4,500 bucks for first, last, and deposit and then face not much income during the off season, some people have kind of gotten to the point where it's, you know, it's not worth trying. But there's another myth, and that is homeless people want to be homeless. Very, very rarely. It is a lot of work camping out 365 days a year or 8 months a year here because we've got the overnight shelter. So that's what we're about.
Well, Dr. Savage, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Dr. Vince Savage is Executive Director of the Aspen Homeless Shelter. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.